今天我想带大家用四分钟复盘。
Today, I want to take you through a four-minute recap.
一场教科书级别的商业自杀，主角。
A textbook-level business suicide protagonist.
大家都认识追觅创始人俞浩。
Everyone knows about Yu Hao, the founder of ChaseMe.
他亲自上阵。
He personally took part.
用几个月的时间。
In a few months.
把自己从流量巅峰一步步送进了舆论的绞肉机。
To step, I stepped send myself into the meat grinder of public opinion.
而且每一步都精准的令人窒息。
And the precision in every step is suffocating.
年初的俞浩是什么状态？
What was Yu Hao's condition in the early months of the year?
不到两个月。
Less than 2 months.
狂发了几百条微博
，posted hundreds of tweets，
冲了数码圈影响力
，influenced the digital circle。
第二
，second，
仅次于雷军，宣布追觅
，following Lei Jun's announcement of investing in Xiaomi，
叫做百万亿美元生态
，to create a $1 trillion ecosystem，
还喊出五年内登顶。
Still shouting about conquering the summit in 5 years.
世界首富公开喊话余承东在哪上班。
Who is the world's richest man and why is he making a speech in the east of the city?
不是上，要不加入追觅吧。
Don't go up, just join the group.
炮轰小红书价值观和盈利模式有毒。
Bombing Little Red Book's values and business model are toxic.
号召全体员工去网上当宣传员，给自己定 KPI， 一天发75条动态。
Call all employees to become online promoters and set their KPIs for one day to post 75 posts.
还嫌不够。
Still not enough.
说这是平台的极限。
This is the limit of the platform.
不是我的极限。
Not my limit.
送黄金，抽大奖，包下 AW 整个展馆。
Win the gold prize package and take over the entire AW ecosystem.
那时候的他，站在自己搭起来的神坛上，俯视众生。
At that time, he stood on the altar he had built and looked down on everyone.
他以为嗓门足够大。
He thought his voice was loud enough.
就能盖住所有质疑，头衔足够响。
It can effectively cover all doubts and make the title sound more authoritative.
就能唬住地方政府，故事足够大。
Enough to scare local governments.
就能让投资人继续掏钱。
This will allow investors to continue investing.
但他忘了。
But he forgot.
爬得越高。
A higher you climb.
高，盯着你看的人就越多。
The more people who look at you,
你的红屁股就藏不住。
Your red butt can't be hidden.
5月12日早上7点半。
May 12th, 7:30 a.m.
一篇名叫清华天才崩老头的文章在朋友圈刷屏了。
An article titled The Genius Old Man of Tsinghua University went viral on social media.
作者售楼处。
Author's sales office.
用洋洋洒洒的长文
with long and sprawling texts,
把俞浩的崩老头商业模式给彻底拆穿
completely expose Yu Hao's old man business model.
拿着地方政府的产业基金去圆梦
use a local government's industrial fund to realize your dreams.
用宏大叙事包装
using a grand narrative.
一个个无底洞
One after another
俞浩炸了
Yu Hao was shocked
他的微博撂下一句狠话
He dropped a harsh remark on his Weibo
有仇必报十倍
Revenge 10 times over
还击追觅的高管也发视频骂这是造谣抹黑
Repelled the accusations made by the pursuit group and also released a video to refute the rumors and defamation.
但可笑的是，视频发出去没多久。
Ironically, not long after the video was sent,
自己又偷偷删了。
I deleted it myself secretly.
就在第二天5月13号
On the second day of May,
国内最权威的财经媒体之一
One of the most authoritative financial media in China,
财新周刊下场了，一篇深度调查报道。
The magazine Financial Weekly published a deep dive investigative report.
不光坐实了
Not only did it work,
部分质疑
Some doubts,
还直接引用了一位追觅早期投资人。
It also directly quoted an early investor in the Follow Me project.
原话，说于浩的很多表述过于夸大，逻辑。
What House said was too exaggerated and lacked logical reasoning.
难以自洽。
Inconsistent.
影响了投资人的信心。
Affected investor confidence.
你看，傲慢是约炮的第一道催命符。
I think arrogance is the first death sentence for Hao Hao.
他以为这次还能像以前一样靠怼天怼地怼回去。
He thought he could still fight back like before.
但他没意识到。
But he didn't realize it.
这次来的不是看热闹的吃瓜群众。
This time, it's not a crowd of onlookers just watching and gossiping.
是拿着手术刀的医生。
The doctor still holding the scalpel.
如果他还有一丝清醒。
If he still has a glimmer of consciousness.
5月13日。
May 13th.
财新的文章就应该让他警觉。
This article by Kai Zinian should make him cautious.
但他没有。紧接着更猛烈的风暴来了。
But the storm didn't come with a more intense one.
5月14日。
May 14th,
上海市委机关报《解放日报》发表了时评，标题
The Shanghai Municipal Party Committee's official newspaper, The Liberation Daily, published an opinion piece with the title
丝毫不留情面，追觅系值不值得投资
Is it worth investing in a company that is ruthlessly pursuing a niche market?
各地政府不妨再多想想，文章
Local governments should think more about the articles.
毫不客气地把它和早期的乐视、央视刚刚曝光的哪吒造车项目划归到了同一个类别。
Without hesitation, he classified it with the early LureVision and CCTV projects that were just exposed.
这是在警告谁
？Who are you warning?
不是在警告于浩。
Not warning how.
是在警告那些正排着队向给他送钱的地方政府。
Warning those who are queuing up to give money to him, the government.
然后是5月18号，半月谈，新华社主办的最高规格党刊之一。
Then there was the May 18th issue of Half Moon, a high-level party magazine organized by Xinhua News Agency.
发了一篇重磅文章。
Published a major article.
标题触目惊心。
The title is shocking.
血拼是招商，血亏是收场。
Snowflakes are a loss-making business.
文章里反复提到一地鸡毛，套现离场。
The article repeatedly mentions a place called One-Eye Chicken Feather Factory.
这些词没有点名。
These words are not named.
但所有人都知道这说的是什么。
But everyone knows what this means.
与此同时，澎湃新闻
This play is also known as News Report.
新华网等所有你叫得上名字的权威媒体都开始跟进。
Xinhua News Agency and other media outlets have started to follow up on the case, including those that have been named.
他们翻出了于浩的955家关联公司。
They checked the 955 companies associated with Yu Hao.
查出了他400多亿的地方国资，曝光了他的停摆工厂。
I found out that he was exposed by a local media outlet for shutting down his factory for over $4 billion.
这叫什么
？At the same time,
这叫围猎。
This is called hunting.
不是他围猎别人，是他成为被围猎的对象。
The 10th of May was the day he became the target of others.
这时候，那个叫嚣着十倍还击的于浩开始慌了。
At this time, the one who had been shouting about retaliating tenfold, Yu Hao, started to panic.
5月18号,
May 18th.
他突然发视频,
he suddenly posted a video.
说自己以后要低调一点,
say that I will be more low-key in the future.
那个嫌弃平台发的不够多的,
the platform is not providing enough content.
他宣布要闭麦了,
he announced that he was shutting down.
但这还不是最精彩的,
but this is not the most exciting part.
今天凌晨2点,
this morning at 2:00 a.m.
他又发了一条视频,
he also posted a video.
这次是道歉,
this is an apology.
他为之前骂不喜欢追觅的人是 loser 这句话道歉,
he apologized for saying that those who didn't like him were losers.
说自己脑子抽掉了,
saying that one's brain is messed up.
他说这十几天里,
he said that in the past 10 days,
他说的那些出格的话,
the outrageous things he said,
放到别的公司都是巨大的公关灾难,
this would be a huge PR disaster if it happened to another company.
他用最后一点残存的理智,
he used the last vestiges of his reason,
试图把这场关乎商业模式和商业伦理的质疑,
attempting to raise questions about the business model and business ethics involved,
降级成一次出格言论的公关危机,
a public relations crisis caused by the downgrading of a country's credit rating.
但晚了，于浩亲手完成了一次教科书级别的表演,
but it was too late for Hao to complete a textbook level performance.
他用信口开河的吹牛引发了争议,
he caused a controversy by bragging.
用不可一世的傲慢激怒了舆论,
arrogance can provoke public opinion.
现在用试图用轻飘飘的道歉来收买人心,
now he is trying to buy people's hearts with a light and airy apology.
可那些被绷进局里的政府、被拖欠款项的供应商、被搅得乌烟瘴气的行业环境,
those industries where suppliers are being delayed in payments by government agencies and are facing a chaotic and disorderly environment.
他一句脑子抽掉了就能抹平吗?
Can you just erase him like that?
所以这不是一次公关危机,
so this is not a PR crisis.
这是于浩亲自上阵,
this is on behalf of Yu Hao.
历时4个多月,
lasted for more than 4 months.
自导自演,
self-directed and self-acted.
精准走完了起高楼、验宾客、楼塌了的全部流程.
The entire process of the high-rise building inspection and guest reception all collapse was completed accurately.
他用他的癫狂和狼狈告诉我们那个最朴素的真理.
He used his madness and clumsiness to tell us the most basic truth.
不作死就不会死.
If you don't make a mistake, you won't die.
我们都是这场盛大表演的观众.
We are all the audience of this grand performance.
我们该谢的不是于浩.
We should thank, not how you.
让我们看了一场好戏.
Let's watch a good show.
而是他用自己的覆灭给我们上了一课.
Instead, he taught us a lesson through his own destruction.
你可以暂时欺骗所有人.
You can temporarily deceive everyone.
也可以永远欺骗一部分人.
You can also deceive a part of the people forever.
但你不可能永远欺骗所有人.
But you can't deceive everyone forever.